sad about doing that. Something you can't help, bro.
That's good for you, because you're stout and you're pressed by it. See, that's good for you. Mm-hmm. Pulling your skin. That's what doctor told me. You used to tell me, oh, man. I said that you don't sweat. So I'm laying it down. He said it ain't good for you. I'm real young, and mother and be chugging kind of me sweating there. That's why y'all sweating, but you know, see, you little silly thing, you need to be sweating. I wouldn't be more sweating than nothing, and after I got an age, I'm gonna sweating so bad, but yeah. You did.
Kind of cool, Joe, you know.
Yeah, but and that sweat that I have cool, yeah. And I'll be in front, I always switch up face. I get out and hit mother out. Mister, hit me out of my house, come on, you ain't doing nothing. I go back and get by her. She could be the oldest pig and cat that I could have been by. That's about 13 for her to be the pig and cat. Well, maybe the pig cat. I'd be picking her horses as I could, and I thought, I'm going to be doing this. Going to the scale, she said, you ain't done nothing this time. I've been up beat you. She said, we'll pick it because I'll beat you. I said, Mama, one day I go to feed her. I said, if I beat her, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to beat you. I said, I ain't going to let you beat me if I have to tear my fingers off. She said, tickle her, you know. She said, baby, you ain't cut out to do everything. So you ride the horses, you drive the wagon, you sew, you cut wood, you do everything the boy do. See, you can't do everything. I said, I'm gonna beat you one day, pink guy. She said, well, I ain't got that child yet to beat me. So one day we went to be a, we had went to a church that night, and it ain't revival. And Papa said, we're getting ready to, not doing revival neither, but some kind of service in the church. Anyhow, I know my mother fixed dinner. Night. I fixed the dinner out of church, and I said, next day you come back, I said, ooh, I'm so sleepy. She said, all right, today's a good day for you to beat me picking cotton. I said, well, I guess so. I went back in the house, I had some little pants there, I put them pants on, so I could crawl my knees and tear my knees into baby bride with day, but I said, I'm gonna beat you today, mama. I had got 189 and 90 like that, looked like I couldn't get 200 to save my life. She mama figured 200 every day. Mm. And that day, do you know what I picked that day? 232 pounds, Pat. She sure did. She said, I know you had two good swings, so you can pick. So you pick a while, and then you go eat water on the plane. So that's when I beat you. She said, now I bet I beat you that another day. And how I was able to pick this 3-4.
That's a whole lot of cotton.
Oh, Mama, George, Bill's like me, you think that. Bill can't tell me. Because there's a back in the backyard, and I know the kid that, because I don't like picking that, and I don't pick that, but when they was picking, they beat me. That son, he's scuffled to get 200. And Tim, I think, his wife has always have been stout. She got 203 times. But that kind of picking ain't too easy, don't fool yourself. If you got a bad back, I rent my back with my daddy, see. He had somebody before, like authorized, this came in, the dress was stiff. And I was flying a chair just like this. I sit in, he's over the back, you know, taking him in the house. And we had a hole with a stack chimney between the two rooms, and I care and I care with him in there. He got even with that house, and his one of his feet caught, his toe caught in a couple of his pants. And by he being 200, I won't be as nothing being. None of them laws I am now. He's turned that chair over. When I turned that chair, he was sweeping up the kid's head before he hit that hard. That pulled a muscle in my back. And when I hollered at the son and mom was eating something, he jumped on the table. He said, what the matter? Mom said, come here, this girl. Her daddy done fell. She done caught him. And when he got straight, he said, nigga, so I hope you'll back up your rice. But I expected the way you bounce your life. My son told me to move. I couldn't move. Mom had to pull me back. See, I reckon by him being heavy, probably weighed over 200. I don't know why we so small, mama on the side, but, and he fell. But I pulled his head, hit the hollow, I caught it, and I held it. And then the doctor said, he just kind of snatched me, by me catching by he falling, you know.